Good morning, everybody. Just a little moment ago in that lovely drama, we met four angels. I don't know if you remember their names. Searchlight, Hark, Candle, and the more biblically named Gabriel. But do you remember hearing what they said? They said, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom God's favour rests." That was something the original angels said to those original shepherds on that first Christmas night, just after they had announced the birth of Jesus. But they are words that are still relevant today. The birth of Jesus certainly brings glory to God and peace to all human beings. Well, perhaps not all human beings. Listen again to what they said. "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace on those on whom his favour rests." Peace for those on whom God's favour rests. You see, peace is not automatic. There is peace for those who have a relationship with God. Peace for those who give God the glory. Peace for those who go to Bethlehem spiritually and emotionally and intellectually and recognize Jesus as who he is, the Son of God. Otherwise, there is no peace. Jesus does come to bring peace for all, but not all receive that peace. When Jesus grows up, he actually says something quite the contrary. You might find it surprising and even shocking. He says, "Do not suppose that I've come to bring peace to the earth. I didn't come to bring peace, but the sword." So in some ways, Jesus starts a war, not a literal war, but a spiritual war. You see, there is a fight for your life, a fight for your allegiance, a fight for your soul, a fight for your destiny. And it's Jesus who comes to fight on your behalf, to fight for you. Why? So that you might have this peace that the angels announce. Now, you have the power, you have the freedom, you have the choice to give God the glory in the highest heavens, to be at peace with God, with yourself, with the rest of the world, or you can reject God and reject Jesus. Spend your life fighting your own fights and then dying in darkness all alone. What a tragedy that would be. What a waste of your life. But the angels say, "Do not be afraid. The good news is that a Saviour has been born. His name is Jesus. He is Christ. He is the Lord." That means he's the boss. And he will fight for you if you let him into your life. So the message this Christmas and every Christmas is to trust Jesus as Saviour. That's in fact how you receive God's favour and experience the peace that the angels talk about. Christmas is a time of goodwill and we hope a time of peace. But those of us who are realistic know that peace is not automatic. We know that at an international level, conflicts will continue today. We know that at a domestic level, there will continue to be problems today with violence and gambling and alcoholism and family breakup and any other number of problems. We know today there will be many people who feel lost and lonely and upset. Sadly, today, peace will be missing in many lives and missing from many situations around the world. It's all too obvious. It's all too easy to see. What we don't see so clearly is that many people will go to bed tonight not at peace with God. They may have been at church. They may have been in a country that recognizes Christmas. But they may still never have accepted Jesus, never let Jesus into their lives. And I pray that there's nobody here this morning who will go to bed not at peace with God. I pray that if you are yet to do that, yet to make your peace with God, yet to put Jesus at the center of your life, that you will do that today. Remember what the angels say, do not be afraid. There is nothing to be afraid of in giving Jesus your life. The good news is that he is your Savior. Trust Jesus as your Savior. This is how you receive God's blessing and God's peace. That is how you will be at peace, not fighting anymore, but allowing the one who came to fight for you to do it. You can stop the struggle and be at peace. May God bless you with that understanding and give you the gift of that peace this year. If you'd like to talk more about this at the end of the service, please come and talk to me. Bless you.